Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Tomorrow marks the 7th anniversary since Terry Schindler Schiavo's court-ordered death by starvation and dehydration. The battle to save Terry's life raged for years. Her parents, Bob and Mary, fought valiantly for their daughter's life, using all of the resources at their disposal. They countered negative testimony from doctors with testimony from other doctors. Lawyers working on their behalf used every legal avenue they could to save Terry. But our society had already paved the way for Terry's death with years of legal maneuverings that left the value of vulnerable patients like Terry open to interpretation. Indeed, many in the media, various members of Congress, ethicists, and even some noted experts argued that Terry should die. It seemed an invisible force was at work pushing for her death. Misinformation about her condition was rampant, with the press reporting only one version of events or one side of opinion regarding her condition. Even after her death from starvation and dehydration, the media still managed to report misinformation and inaccuracies. The St. Petersburg Times online bulletin, for example, managed to include virtually every error the media ever made when it summarized the case. The Times Online reported, "After 2 weeks without forced nourishment, Terry Schiavo died Thursday morning. In a sense, she stopped living 15 years ago after she collapsed from cardiac arrest. She had no idea that for years her parents and husband waged legal war over her right to live or die. The St. Petersburg Times was and is wrong. Terry was not forced to receive nourishment. No one knows what caused her oxygen to be cut off that caused her brain damage. And Terry was still very much alive. She was breathing and eating, and she was aware of those around her. Terry was very healthy for someone who had never received extensive rehabilitative therapy. She required only a feeding tube for nourishment at mealtimes. The feeding tube had been in place since her collapse in 1990. Since she had never received any real rehabilitation, no one could say if she would have been able to eat by mouth. No one had ever tried. And yet, because she was disabled, there were demands for her death. Terry's life was cut short. She may not have been able to speak, but the impact of her life can be seen in the work that has taken place since her death. Because others are at risk of the same fate, Terry's parents, her brother, and sister have worked through the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network to help those disabled patients as a way of honoring Terry's legacy. We cannot say with assurance that there will not be future Terrys, which is why we need to remain vigilant in our educational efforts. To raise awareness of Terry and others like her, the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network has declared March 31st as Terry Schindler Schiavo Day, which we discussed yesterday. The parallels to abortion are why the National Right to Life Committee has worked since its inception to halt the advance of the culture of death in our country. The culture of death says that not only are unborn babies less than worthy of the right to life, but also the elderly, the disabled, and the terminally ill as well. Today, we are seeing more and more cases similar to Terry's. She was neither the first, nor will she be the last. But she made people aware that people with disabilities are candidates for death by dehydration and starvation. This does happen in our country. For more information and resource links about Terry's Day, visit the network's website at www.terrysfight.org. Remember, the battle to protect patients like Terry isn't confined to just one day. It's an ongoing struggle that we face daily. Visit terrysfight.org and prolifeperspective.com to see what you can do to help.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.